This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States is approaching the milestone of 200,000 deaths from the coronavirus. That's according to experts monitoring the outbreak. By Monday evening, the U.S. had tallied more than 6.8 million infections and lost 199,818 lives to the virus. That's the highest death toll in the world, according to Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said people aged 65 or older make up more than three-quarters of all the coronavirus deaths in the United States. In Europe, countries across the continent are imposing new restrictions as cases of COVID-19 grow. Britain reported 4,362 new cases of COVID-19 on Monday, as the country nears a total of 400,000 cases. Chris Whitty, Britain's chief medical officer, and Patrick Vallance, chief scientific advisor, announced Monday during a nationally televised address that the country is, quote, heading in the wrong direction and has reached a critical point in its response. In France, health officials have opened new testing centers in Paris to cope with a surge in cases. Italy announced Monday that it would make testing for COVID-19 compulsory for people traveling from Paris and some other parts of France. Authorities in Spain's capital, Madrid, began stopping people Monday from going in or out of neighborhoods that have been partially locked down to stop the spread of the virus. The pandemic is also having an effect on the world's refugees. A new study released Monday by the Norwegian Refugee Council shows nearly 80% of people displaced by conflicts have lost a job or revenue since the beginning of the outbreak. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. You're listening to VOA News. The United Nations marked its 75th anniversary on Monday amid a global pandemic and other serious challenges that the Secretary General said highlight the urgency for a stronger international cooperation. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the COVID-19 pandemic has laid bare the world's fragilities. We can only address them together. Confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide have surpassed 31 million. There have been more than 960,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. The anniversary commemoration is kicking off the United Nations annual meeting of world leaders. It's held this year mostly as a virtual gathering. Throughout the week, a single masked envoy representing each nation will be present in the cavernous General Assembly Hall in order to maintain social distancing, while heads of state and prime ministers will join the meetings from their home countries via video message. The United Nations was formed after World War II in 1945. It was aimed at preventing another large-scale conflict. Foreign ministers of European Union member countries met with Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya in Brussels on Monday. They're discussing imposing sanctions on several Belarusian officials, possibly including President Alexander Lukashenko. Tsikhanouskaya urged the EU to be more brave in taking action to support the opposition's battle against Lukashenko's authoritarian regime. Speaking to reporters after the breakfast meeting, EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said Brussels does not recognize Lukashenko as the legitimate president of Belarus. And German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas, whose country holds the EU's rotating presidency, said the violence that Lukashenko is exerting against peaceful demonstrators is completely unacceptable. Demonstrations against Lukashenko have continued almost uninterrupted since he was declared the winner of the disputed August 9th election. Lukashenko has used force and detentions in an effort to end those demonstrations. In Afghanistan Sunday, relatives of victims and witnesses told the Associated Press that government airstrikes in the northern part of the country killed at least 24 people, including children, and wounded six others. Two witnesses contacted by the Associated Press said most of those killed in the Saturday airstrikes, which struck the village of Syed Ramazan, were civilians. The Afghan Defense Ministry said the airstrikes killed 30 Taliban fighters, and an investigation is underway into claims that civilians were killed. Once again, more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.